Democrats and Republicans each think their rival party will cheat to win the November presidential election, according to this poll between Justin News and Scott Rasmussen. Now, the poll results come amid the Trump and Biden campaigns locked in a fierce battle over balloting methods during the COVID-19 pandemic. You mean they're locked in a fierce battle over one absolutely trying to cheat, and we know who it is. It's the Democrats using a fake pandemic to push this idea that, hey, in March, in April, in May, and in for that time period, we could go to Walmart, we could go to Home Depot, we could go to Kroger, we could go to Stop and Shop or XYZ supermarket. But when it comes to voting, whoa, Nelly, we can't do that. That puts people at risk. We need to have everybody, you know, we need to use the least trusted method of communication in 2020, which is mail delivered by the United States Postal Service, to decide the election of the president. Why are we doing that? Because the Democratic candidate can't stay awake for more than 10 minutes at a time to give any kind of statement remarks. I don't know how they're going to get around the debates. That's everybody just kind of continues to look at it. Even money has to be on some kind of Zoom debate, because you can't put Biden next to Trump in person. You absolutely can't. The man, I have a great swell of pity for Joe Biden. Despite, I really do, as a Catholic, he needs to come back to God as soon as possible. Every day he continues to promote abortion and transgenderism and all these other things, you know, the more worrisome it gets. However, you can't put him against Trump. Because the man is a shell. He is a shell of his former self, and he's becoming more and more unlikable because he just rambles through insults the entire time. I'm telling you, even if you see these staged interviews or these staged, if you go on YouTube and you watch a video and his ads are there, he can't even, it's Joe Biden, and I want to take the time to thank you for clicking on the video. It's like, dude, get the sentence out. Today, Junior, talk to me. And that is in the trust tree cocoon that is his basement or his front porch. And you seriously think you're going to put him up against Trump on a debate stage? So, of course, the Democrats are doing everything. And as Mike Church of the Mike Church Show has been telling you since October, and we were all like, I mean, KD's pretty good on the predictions, but that one's a little crazy. Nope. Completely on point with it. They are doing everything they can to get rid of Trump. And most of us are looking at it going, yeah, but Trump's not even that far off base. I mean, he's pro-LGBT. He's anti-abortion. That's got to be the thing. The fact that he's anti-abortion and anti-foreign war. Right? Those are the two platforms. He's not pro-gun. I mean, probably because he's like, what's this gun? Does this gun shoot? Is it like a 55,000 caliber bullet? I only use the most powerful bullets ever. Give me the most powerful bullet. 50 cal. What's that gun Arnold shoots? I want that one. Like, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about with guns. So he just does whatever the NRA tells him, which is why I'm not a big fan of it. But he's super pro-life, and he's anti-war. He wants to bring troops home. I guess those two things are just absolute thorns in the side of the deep state in regards to business as usual, especially the idea of abortion. So but here's the thing that gets me when I look at this poll. Let me take a step back. It speaks, because 50% think the Republicans are going to cheat. It just speaks to this mindset that clearly shows that, what was his name? John Edwards. We live in two Americas, right? That was his big campaign speech, right? We live in two Americas, as he was getting like a $500 haircut. We really do, though. I mean, the guy was right on, not for the right reasons, but he's 100% on point. We absolutely live in two Americas, at minimum two Americas. You could probably make the case that you could break it up into four or five Americas, culturally and the way things are done. But the fact that people on the other side of this political divide right now, right? People who are Democrats, people who are liberals, people who are progressives, anybody who's not a Republican, right? Or not a quote unquote independent. I still don't get that. Are so convinced of the evil intentions of people they don't agree with. They're so absolutely in the bag with the idea that we joke about it, but they do think we are stormtroopers. They do think we are members of the Galactic Empire. I know Trump, Mike plays the clip at the in the beginning of the show, of his show, but I really do think they believe it. Right? They don't look at us as human beings. They don't look at us as we're just stormtroopers to them. And so when we look at this study, once again from Just the News, that talks about how a pretty significant amount of people think Republicans will cheat. 50% of those polled thinks Republicans will cheat. Is this leftover animosity? Leftover thoughts, if you will, from the Russia investigation? Even though every stone that was unturned found nothing there? Is it just the Steele dossier still, it still connects with these people? And of course, the way this quote from Trump, which Just the News's Carrie Sheffield brings up with Chris Wallace during his interview, where Trump said, "I'm not going to just say yes" in about the November elections. And of course, this speaks to the idea of, you know, Trump is a dictator. We're gonna have to marshal up the military and escort them out. Of course, they always talk about people on the left. Trump's going to be let out in handcuffs. The violence, the insanity, the sheer fantasy. And that's what it is. It's the fantasy that people on the left have bought into. Those who oppose Trump, the resistors, right? People who put resist in their bios and wake up thinking they are a member of La Resistance. I am resisting Le Trump because he is Le Trump. I do not like him. Pass me the vape. Pass me the vape and the soy beer. Right? Like, and that's what they're doing. They're LARPing. They're playing. It's the same thing I've been said yesterday about the protests in Portland. They're running around with plywood and umbrellas like they're the friggin' 300 at Thermopylae. It's a fantasy. It's a game. These people are disconnected from reality. Most Republicans are your boomers who wouldn't cheat. So the question that was asked, if the presidential election is very close, how likely is it that the Democrats will resort to cheating? Well, 27% said they would very likely. 11% said somewhat likely. 11% said not very likely. 37% said not likely at all, and 14% said unsure. And then the same poll, same question, but just switch out Democrat for Republican. 30% said very likely, 20% said somewhat.